It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to our weekly outdoor show here on KETR that we've been doing now for about 7.5 years every week. And I thoroughly enjoy bringing this little show to you. And I like to try to bring you some information that will help you, maybe some tips on hunting and fishing, or just some things that I learn as an outdoor writer. You know, I write a newspaper column that now runs in 47 different newspapers in Texas, and through that column I stay pretty well connected to news and things that's going on in the outdoors, you know. And I do like to share the information with you. You might remember, it's been a few months ago, back in early summer, I guess, we did a show on the use of warfarin. The Ag Commissioner, Sid Miller, had proposed to use warfarin, which is a rat poison, anticoagulant. Use it in a product that's called Kaput. And there was a whole lot of controversy on that, and it was shot down. I mean, the company decided not to try to use the poison here in Texas. And you know, I think that was a good thing. I was totally against it, the use of warfarin to kill hogs. Australia had used it down there and down under, you know, and those are some pretty hardy people. And it was so cruel, the way the animals died, that they even stopped it. It's not quick. So for now, that's tabled. No worry of you know, using that's a poison, if you will, to control hogs. Now, we know we have to control the hog numbers. I forget exactly the number, but you have to remove somewhere over half of them each year, 70% or something like that, to maintain the current population. So, you know, I think we've got hogs and I think we're going to keep hogs. But I've been doing some research for an article for Texas Wildlife Magazine. I've got the feature article for my deadline is February, but I believe the article comes out in April, March or April. It's about feral hogs. You know, I wrote the book Kill to Grill, The Ultimate Guide to Hunting and Cooking Wild Pork. I don't know. I've always just loved hunting hogs, cooking them, eating them, making sausage, curing ham from wild hogs. Hogs, if I have one game animal that I'd hate to lose the opportunity to hunt, it would be wild hogs. But back to the control situation. We have to control them. Now, here's what I believe. Trapping can be highly, highly efficient. Some of the cell phone activated traps, granted, these things are not cheap, and either, you know, larger farms or trappers would make the investment for them. They're not terribly expensive, but I would imagine, you know, $1,400 or so, just an estimate, to get set up with these digital traps. But the way they work, you know, they, like any conventional trap, you bait them in with corn, whatever kind of bait you're going to use, and then there's cameras set up, and the one that's setting the trap can, every time a hog or any animal triggers the camera, you get a picture is sent to your smartphone. Well, when all the hogs, then you can trigger it again once you get that initial picture and see how many hogs are out there. And when they're all in a trap, you hit a button and the door slams down and you've got caught your hogs. Trapping can be very, very effective in controlling hog numbers. I know that. Hunting them with dogs on a limited basis, it helps, of course. Hunting with rifles, bows, we hunters help. We certainly could not keep up with the hog numbers just by hunting. That's dogs, bows, and everything. There's just too many, and they breed too fast, and there's no way to do it. So we have to have other means. Trapping is, in my opinion, the most effective way. I understand everybody doesn't have access to these sophisticated traps. So another way that hogs are controlled or killed is helicopter, these so-called helicopter hunts. I call them shoots. There's no hunting about it, you know. Somebody pays $1,500 or more an hour and gets up with an AR and he's shooting them out of a helicopter. Now, that kills hogs, yes. I think it wastes a lot of pork, but I know that's not the objective, to put pork in the freezer. It's to remove hogs in some of these situations. But my only problem with helicopter hunting has always been the helicopter staying right over the property that they're licensed. They are permitted, I should say, to hunt, to shoot the hog. So in past years, I've had instances where helicopters on land I leased, they were permitted on the adjacent track, got over on me and ran hogs off, and I just won't forget that. They ran deer and everything else off too. So I guess what I'm trying to say is that helicopters on, say, a big ranch or a high-fenced ranch where the hogs are out of control, they do serve a purpose, helicopters do. But just on small tracts of land, what's a hog going to do when a chopper starts flying over? He's going to hook them for the brush. That brush may be right across the fence on somebody else's land. So therein lies my problem with helicopter hog hunting. Now, in my studies or research here for this article, the FDA and the EPA are working jointly to test sodium nitrite as a means to kill hogs, control hogs. Now, sodium nitrite is the same chemical that we use to cure bacon and ham. It's a meat preservative. Hogs, I've learned, they are highly susceptible to sodium nitrite when they consume it in large quantities. So there's tests in Alabama and out at Kerr Wildlife Management Area underway and have been underway, testing sodium nitrite as a means to kill wild hogs. Now, death is supposed to come quickly for the hogs. It's not, from what I've learned, it's not an agonizing deal like the warfarin is. Actually, the sodium nitrite somehow causes the red blood cells to be unable to carry oxygen. So the hog more or less just, this is what I've read, I don't know this for a fact, but in some reports, the hog just basically suffocates. So, you know, a more humane way to kill wild hogs, granted it's not a poison, but I guess in a lethal dose like this or a high dose, it would be a poison. So that's being tested, and a lot of people, scientists right now, are studying that as a means to control hogs. I've talked to several farmers that think that if the sodium nitrite is approved, and it will not be approved before 2020, I'm told, but if it is approved, a lot of folks are under the misconception that they can buy it and put it out on their farms or ranches and kill the hogs. But from what I've learned, it's not the case. It'll be administered by the EPA and the FDA. They're working jointly testing the sodium nitrite to control hogs. So even if after the testing period in the year 2020, it's allowed to be used, it's supposedly only going to be used on probably federal or state lands in the beginning, and under the scrutiny of the EPA, and I guess the EPA would probably be the ones that the regulatory force that monitors the use of it. So it's not going to work, is my early on opinion. Yeah, will it kill hogs? Yes, I think it will. I know it will. But here's the problem. Sodium nitrite, and I know this from being an old meat processing, you know, amateur sausage maker and ham maker, sodium nitrite breaks down quickly in heat. So it would be put in bait stations, and these bait stations, they're testing them too. What if, you know, there's a lot of what ifs in this equation, but what if a raccoon, whatever, any other kind of animal eats it? You know, what's the effect going to be? Well, they're even going with studying animal-specific traps. Now, how expensive is this going to be for the average farmer or rancher? In other words, a trap that's got a built-in camera that's and a computer. It'd have to have a computer to identify images coming up to it, or maybe we should say bait station, not trap, but a bait station that identifies what kind of animal is coming up to it, and then allow that particular animal access to the bait station. So, okay, what's that going to cost? Okay, you know, just say you got a 1,000-acre farm out here with a hog problem. How many of these are you going to need? Two or three? What's that going to cost? It's going to cost some money. What's it going to cost to have, if it's ever approved on private lands, what's it going to cost to have the EPA or the FDA, whoever it is, the regulatory force, monitor these things? So, you know, I know that Texas Parks and Wildlife and all the, you know, all everybody involved wants to do something about the wild hog problem. I see it as the old country saying used to be just spinning their wheels when they're talking about definitely the warfarin. That was common sense took over on that. We didn't want to poison our ecosystem. And then when we were talking about sodium nitrite, I think the monetary part of that's going to take effect, and the ineffectiveness in our hot Texas summers. The fact is, sodium nitrite breaks down in its effectiveness to kill hogs when it gets hot. Well, we're in Texas, so you know. I think it's just probably they're just spinning their wheels, but we'll see. Controlling the hogs on just public land, that's not going to get it. You know, I think anybody that knows anything about hogs realizes that. Folks, I've, you know, really wanted to cover a little more local hunting and fishing this time, but this is a subject that really fascinates me, and there's a lot of controversy around killing wild hogs or poisoning them, and that's what I wanted to talk to you today about. On a brighter subject, the big blue catfish are going crazy out at Lake Tawakoni, close to home. I believe this is primo time for catching the big ones. David Hansen, who was on our show last week, David has and his clients have put some whoppers in the boat this past week. Seth Vanover, a good friend, is catching a lot of crappie down at Fork and Lake of the Pines. He says, actually, Lake of the Pines is probably a little bit hotter right now as far as crappie fishing goes than Lake Fork. The whitetail season is wrapping up. Of course, you can hunt them on Texas Parks and Wildlife monitored lands that are permitted into February on some ranches. But by and large, our season is about done for whitetail deer this weekend. So if you haven't got a buck yet, doe, whatever's legal in your area, check out the booklet and make sure the season's still open here, and hopefully you can go out there and get one of those late season bucks. Folks, we're out of time for our show. Hope you enjoyed my little conversation. I'm actually rolling down the road, going out to do some testing on some rifles right now. You probably heard a little road noise in the background, but I enjoyed being with you. Make sure and tune in next week. Folks, this is Luke Clayton, and thank you so much for tuning in to today's show. Remember, you can listen to the archive of our shows at ketr.org. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Texas Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Darton Archery, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, Pyramid Air, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT, and Catfish Bubblegum.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.